Yeah, I think it's a spectrum of like sometimes you just kind of trip and fall in. And when I was getting to something, I was just like really, I really didn't know. So I grew up in the DC, I grew up in DC. And so in the city, and in the other room, that's where they all came in. So 2005, you know, they had a couple of jobs before the 80s, so you know, there's that. So I mostly went to like some of the games for now, for periodically, where I was on Ripken, and during the story screen, which I went to school, and then I went to college in suburban, and got to see the early 2000s IS, which really inspired the
movie. And so where did you come to be here?
I love to see theater, I love the further geeks with the on-field products, you know, let's and stuff to be fired.
Yes.
So I moved back to the community coming out of college, and then actually my sister is an e-world expert probably on the 2006 to 2011 Nationals.
Uh-huh.
Like, for real, she once accosted the slash fan girl. Willie Harris and a minor league baseball game as much. She was like, I love being very natural. I'm like, I don't remember being a natural. So like I want to my book. She had the hat signed by Ryan Church.
Oh no. He was on my fantasy team at some point back when I was a fantasy player, and he did good work for me, so I have fond memories of Ryan Church. But don't own any church merch, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think it's a different shirt. For me, it's not a happy shirt. I think it's a different shirt. The one I got was just more quiet. It's fine.
Close enough. Yeah.
Close enough for her. So she got into it. We just played a very good game when they were playing the Pirates, actually, because it's like a fair matchup. And it was like, I think I'm like a chance of winning if we go to the place like that for really bad teams, but like RFA, which is, you know, one of the stadiums in the world. And so I kind of gradually got more and more into it. And this is kind of embarrassing to admit for like you on this podcast. So I remember having a very clear thought in watching like Adam Warwick. And I was like, oh, why do you have these okay? Like, he gets on base really frequently. I wonder if there's like a way to sort of like talk about that from like a mathematical perspective in terms of a player value perspective. And like I remember having that and being like, oh, OBP, okay, like I got that. And like that's embarrassing in the reason it was, but from there I kind of sort of like got more and more increasingly into it, and now I spend a lot of time staring at first baseball.
And that is very much in the book. I mean, we joke sometimes on the podcast about baseball media. You know, if a book mentions baseball, we joke that it's a baseball book. Or if you can see a poster of something related to baseball in the background of the movie, then, oh, that's a baseball movie. But this is not that. This is fully a baseball book and fully a romance novel. But this betrays your familiarity with baseball in many ways. I mean, advanced stats certainly are in here, but also just like many of the issues that are facing the contemporary sport and the conditions that minor leaguers face. I mean, so many of the things that we talked about on the podcast made some appearance in the book, and not that we're like writing the formula for WOBA or something in the middle of this novel, but it's very clear that you're familiar with all of these things, and these characters are introduced to these things to some extent and are also cognizant of them. So I really was curious how you balanced that as you were writing, because I imagined that maybe some baseball fans would be coming to it for the baseball more so than the romance, and some romance fans would be coming to it for the romance more so than the baseball, and you don't want to turn either off entirely. So how did you and your editor and publisher decide the proper balance between depth and detail and really making this a true-to-life baseball story without sort of distracting from the main narrative and the relationship between these two characters?
Yeah, so I think, as you said, there is definitely a balance. The working title of the book was Fishbone and Otherwise. My agent was wonderful, and she's a sports person. She lives in near Atlanta, and so she like sent me an email me at like midnight when the one rolled there. But you know, she's very like, look, you need to make this accessible, you need to